This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, fellowshipping at the breaks here, cold beers and cheeseburgers. Look what the cat drunk in. It's one RJ Choppy from Sean and RJ, weekdays 6 to 10 in the mornings here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, we got the C-Note coming up at 3:20. Join us here in Euless. We'll be rocking the house all the way until 7 o'clock. Here's Wolchuk with your NFL news of the day.
All right, happy to have you here, Chop.
Good to be here, man.
We do have a loss as Brandon Cooks, one of our favorites, certainly as a human being, maybe didn't pan out as a Dallas Cowboy on the field. But off of it, one of the true best individuals I think we've gotten the pleasure of talking to over the 2 years that he was here. Signed a two-year, $13 million deal to go back to the team that drafted him in New Orleans with the Saints. So maybe this could be it for Brandon Cooks. I mean, he is up there. In age, two-year deal, could be the end of his career, comes full circle for him. I'm just bummed that he doesn't really have a quality quarterback to play with.
Yeah, I guess he's just he's open to the idea of playing with Derek Carr for 1 year, and that's probably all it's going to be for him. Maybe he's a big Spencer Rattler guy, you know? I mean, who's to say he's not?
All right, Chop, I have long said that I think Spencer Rattler has one of the most punchable faces in sports.
Okay, let's take.
Disagree?
Well, I wanted to punch him after he beat Tennessee a couple years ago.
That was a surprise.
Yeah,
he played much better at South Carolina than he did at OU.
Yeah, he did.
I was pretty stuck.
he's got like skills.
He does.
But you're right. He's punchable.
He's very punchable. And just not a likable guy. Like that Netflix series, the QB1 show. He just seemed like such a pompous
bee. He's got an attitude to him.
18,
you need that. You need
he's
that.
18, though,
you need
right?
that. You need
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was 18. But you know what? That's the one 18-year-old that I'm never going to let him get off the schneid on that.
There you go.
Screw him.
That's your one. We all get one.
Screw him. All right, Taj Brooks. Quote, it'd be a blessing to get drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. That is Texas Tech's running back. We found out does growl. He's a grunter, a growler.
He makes noises.
He does. Tough guy. And he was
so when he runs, he just goes. Brruh, brruh, brruh.
He makes noises,
yeah, constantly.
Got that confirmed?
Yeah. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want a noisemaker. You want like a grunter.
Well, Saquon Barkley.
We learned
growls while he runs.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a noisemaker.
Yeah.
It's like they say, like pitchers, like you want to be able to hear the pitcher in center field. They would say Nolan Ryan was pitching, the center fielder could hear him. Pooh!
Yeah.
Pooh! Zach Greinke.
I think it's irritating as hell when tennis players do it, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot whiny.
You know, when the women's matches, that's
like an orgasm.
What are we doing?
I like it when the women do that too. Yeah.
That's how Choppy sounds on arm day.
That's how I gauge success.
Choppy, when you're in the weight room in the gym, do you film yourself like you do your stuff like everybody else?
If I see a camera, I leave. My workout's over. If someone pops a camera, I'm not getting caught with a look. Because I'll look. I'll look around the gym. I don't care. I'll look.
Even girls.
Some.
Locker room scene.
Dude, I got in trouble for filming in the locker room, man.
What?
Well, hang on.
Sauna?
There's more to this. No.
Dudes?
No. Dan Orlovsky had some idiot list of his on there. I took a picture. of it. The TV's up in the air.
Oh, no.
All the ween are down here. The TV's up there. And the guy goes, you can't take photos of the locker room, man. And I'm like, it's the TV.
Wow.
Was it a worker guy or was it a naked old man?
It was a naked old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to Karen me.
Griping.
Or tried to Karen you. Or what would be the male Karen?
Terry. I think Terry.
Terry's a, yeah. I like that.
I think Terry's a good one.
Terry's are generally kind of a hard ass.
Are they?
Yeah, could be. Anyway.
I mean, is Terry one of those names that can go either way? Boy or girl?
Jeez. Absolutely. Like, yes.
You know?
It's like Pat.
I don't like super masculine.
No. It doesn't ring masculine. But you meet redneck Terry,
he's gonna kick your ass.
Terry's gonna whip your ass. Come on, now.
Yeah, Terry of the Deep South, like at the country.
Yeah,
that's a man.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Probably plays golf with his shirt off.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so. I can see that. We did get Rodgers updates, which I don't know why the NFL is still so high on Aaron Rodgers. I'm with you, dude. But I guess he was at the facility in Pittsburgh today. He went to the facility. He met with them. Diana Rossini then saying he has left the Steelers facility. The two sides have yet to come to an agreement at this time. So in true Rodgers fashion, when you think we're finally going to end this saga, he says, not so fast, my friends. I'm still going to be out there and try and prolong this as long as I can because people are going to talk about me.
Got a darkness retreat coming up in August. I want to get through that first.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll
I want to make
know.
Sure I sign with somebody and then piss them off that I'm not there.
He wants you to
see if it aligns with the universe first, guys. I'll get back to you.
When you're OTAs? Oh, sorry. Can't make that.
Going to Egypt.
Yeah.
Going to Egypt. I got
you ever heard of ayahuasca? That's what I do.
It's been planned forever.
And I'll play mediocre quarterback, too, for you if you really want me to.
I really wonder how Mercury in retrograde, like, ruins his decision-making. Because that's where we're in now, apparently. I know what that is.
Uh-oh.
What did you just say?
It's an astrological thing. Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah.
Everybody's depressed when it happens. Ruben knows all about it.
I think Everybody Lucius gets might be a local expert on it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're in an Aries mood.
Why we got you on the headset? Now?
This is astrology type stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
I'm with it.
Yeah, I think it works.
What?
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
He didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Portland.
I kind of know the path he's going down, though, and I think there's something to it. You know,
there's a gravitational pull, there's an ebb and flow, the tides, everything.
The laws of physics that govern the universe also govern our bodies, you know. It having some sort of influence on our moods or something, I'm not ruling it out. You know, God works in mysterious ways.
It's possible. The moon, the sun, the stars, they do something. They get together. Here's Diana Rossini, and she was talking Scoop City. This is about the Vikings.
Watchdog me. Sorry, watchdog. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Dawson. I'll drink a shot in your honor here.
Stop. Brian, slow down. Mardi Gras Brian is here.
Oh, man, here we go.
Just take it away.
I'll tell you what, Wolchuk, we might catch a plane out here to get home. I might charter
Can you get the chopper, the Jerry chopper?
I might do something to get us out of this place.
Hey, I told you we should reschedule.
I know. I was kind of open.
I tried to push it.
We'll be fine.
I tried to push it. I tried. All right, here's Diana Rossini on
my breath smells good and I feel bad.
The Vikings' choice.
In the end, the Minnesota Vikings made a decision to move on from that conversation for now. And what this does and what this tells you is that the Vikings have confidence and belief in where J.J. McCarthy is at. They moved on from Sam Darnold. That's a choice. They moved on from Daniel Jones. That's a choice. They moved on from a future Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. That's a choice. So that tells me that Kevin O'Connell has hitched his wagon to J.J. McCarthy without ever taking a snap in an actual football game.
Is that smart?
They must feel confident that he can do the job. They must believe that he is the one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Why would you draft him in the first round? In fact, I think they moved up to get him last year. Obviously, you should feel confident that he can do the job. And I don't know that they really did make the choice to move on from Darnold and Jones. No. I think Jones went and signed in Indianapolis. And Darnold, maybe they never really gave him an offer, but he got a good payday in Seattle. So, hey, they were clearly kicking the tires on Aaron Rodgers, or else this wouldn't be a story. Now, maybe it was their choice to say thank you, but no thank you. But finally, we're committing to J.J. McCarthy, because the entire time, I felt bad for him. Like, why are you drafting me in the first round if you don't believe in me?
Yeah.
I would have requested a trade if I were him.
And let's not forget, McCarthy is a guy that spent the entire year doing the Jaden Daniels virtual reality life. Just reading defenses at hyper speeds. This dude's going to come in dialed.
Dude, I would check the history on those VR things, what he was doing under that mask.
How much work was really getting done?
Oh, there's other stuff going on?
You never know. I've heard. I like McCarthy, though. I think
Cowboys spent like a couple of hundred grand on one, and they didn't use it.
Really? I like JJ. I think JJ could be a player.
Yeah, but that was the throwback virtual realities. This is a leveled up version. We're in 2025. We're not in 17, 18, whatever it was.
So that's why they're 14-3, and Dallas is 7.
Yeah. I think so, man.
Because we're using the non-modern version of it.
We got the graphics from like the original GoldenEye on N64.
All of a sudden it's like, where'd that guy come from?
Everything's actually in half speed on the Cowboys virtual reality.
It's not the whole field.
Yeah, there's only 9 guys on defense.
Oh, man. Okay, speaking of defense, Clarence Hill has a new article on Micah Parsons.
There he goes.
Okay, so here is a little piece from the article. This is Micah. Everyone has their selection of how they want to deal with things. Some people drink. Some people smoke. I like to tweet. I like to be active and know about ball. I like to know what everyone else is doing, and that's just me. I don't drink. I don't smoke. What I care about is the effort you give me on the football field, and that's something you can't question. I know I'm one of the best players, and as long as I'm performing that way, it shouldn't matter. When you jump offside on the goal line, is that because I'm tweeting? I think it's ridiculous. Outrageous. And you know what? He's got a point, because I don't think Nico Harrison's trading him for tweeting, but he might trade him if he was drinking and smoking. In fact, we know he would. That's what Luka did.
Oh,
Luka
had
it just tweeted.
They haven't traded Anthony Davis yet, and he was smoking on the golf course.
True, he was.
Yeah, but he's not fat.
Hey, RJ, how would you rank his cigar that he was smoking, though? Was it quality for a golf cigar?
I am not a cigar smoker.
On the golf course, you're not?
No.
Just eaters.
I don't even smoke anymore at all.
Why do we even have you on?
Let me ask 4 years.
Is that because of the liver?
What? I don't smoke because of the liver? No.
There's probably no correlation there at all.
It's the lungs.
But let me ask you this.
The lungs and the livers.
Is the golf course the toughest place for you? Like, you get the hankering for the heater more than anywhere else?
Absolutely.
Even more than the bar.
Did you smoke at Tennessee when you were playing golf there?
Yeah, not, I mean.
On the course?
No, not on the course.
He was like a walrus.
I was
like
Charlie Hull.
He was like a walrus.
I was like Charlie Hull out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Did you you fired it up before you teed it up?
Nope. I mean, before, yeah. Problem is, because it always makes – you never know with each one if you're going to have a bathroom emergency coming in hot right after that.
That's true.
And just don't worry. Just use your golf towel and your rain pants.
I've done that before.
Yeah. Brian's had a total blowout.
Yeah.
The orange juice and the soy sauce.
Yeah.
Oh. That is a bad combo.
That was at Riviera.
My God.
Golf club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's crapping on fences.
Yeah.
That's a
– right by Mel Brooks' house.
That's a great place to poop.
Flowers.
My favorite one.
Julie Andrews, Mel Brooks, went around the corner.
He's like, what a I'm soiling the flower bed.
Yeah, mind your business. Yeah.
Need a little fertilizer over here.
He's doing feces all over the walls.
I tell you what, always have a good golf towel, though. You need that and rain pants.
Yeah. Field Yates, latest draft buzz. Cowboys' ideal pick, Teteroa McMillan, wide receiver out of Arizona. Cowboys have a lot of needs, but wide receivers should not be ignored. McMillan's combination of size and ball skills would give him a real chance to become a star alongside CeeDee Lamb. I'm cool with this Teteroa McMillan momentum building. I'd love this.
And it went from Ginty to now McMillan.
Yeah.
You know, that's
and
what
you think by the time we get closer to the draft now, it's like he's not going to make it. The Saints are going to take him, or someone else is going to take him.
It just sounds like people are mocking him now more 19, 22, further down the list.
Yeah, I think he's going to blow right. But what we're seeing is him get pushed to the Cowboys and then beyond the Cowboys. There's something in here.
You thinking the Cowboys are going to take somebody other than McMillan?
Yeah.
You could be right.
I think we keep
that.
Mocking him here because we know how much the Cowboys need a wide receiver, but they're going to do something else.
How's the class overall as a wide receiver class?
Not nearly as good as it has been in the last few years, but I'd say the first three rounds are okay. Last year it was like fifth round you had good receivers.
Yeah.
This year it's like day one and two are solid after that.
Fifth round you get some running backs, though.
Yeah.
Fifth round,
Okay, 2029 Super Bowl, Nashville is aiming to host. Tennessee governor is making a case for the city in their letter to the NFL. I think they're getting a new stadium as well.
Oh, they are.
They're building it right now.
It's supposed to be the biggest outdoor bar in U.S. history.
So I've never gone to Nashville.
It's great.
And I know it's a great bachelorette town, but all right, so how would this be for a Super Bowl host city?
A little cold.
Ooh, really?
A little cold. I mean, it can get chilly in Nashville. In January.
And you never know when Morgan Wallen or February.
That's in the western side of the state, right?
Middle. It's like southern Kentucky. Nashville, Knoxville. It's in the middle. It's on the plateau. It's a little higher. It gets cold.
That would be a destination, though. That would probably lead the league in females at a Super Bowl, don't you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
It'd be like the NFL draft when they had it.
Yeah. It's fun.
They were all complaining.
It's a two-night town, though.
For a week we might.
Oh, it's a two-night. Okay. It's one of those, you go there two nights, you want to leave. Because you could squeeze your liver more than Vegas,
more than New Orleans.
It's the same as Vegas. You could squeeze your liver with a sponge, and just wring it out.
Chop, before we let you boogie out of here, what do you think of the tourney so far?
It's been basketball. It hasn't been right.
It's been basketball. Worth listening to you in the morning with that kind of commentary.
Well, it's like it hasn't been like super exciting. It hasn't been a buzzer beater. It's good, but it's just like it's basketball on during the day. I love it. I think it's been great, but it hasn't been a whole lot of upsets. And you haven't had – so people want upsets and they want buzzer beaters.
Sure. Yeah.
And we haven't really had a lot of both. Or either, I should say.
Here's how you feeling about your Volunteers?
Taking down Blue Bloods, baby. We're going to go UCLA this tomorrow and then Kentucky. Ooh. Taking Kentucky down after that. And then Zags, Houston. Duke.
Do you guys in Kentucky play for a whiskey barrel in football?
Used to. They got rid of that because of I think somebody had a drunk driving accident, and they got rid of the whiskey barrel.
Well, so you play with Georgia for something else, because they're all about driving around with whiskey barrels.
I know, right? We ought to play with them for that.
Nitro Tuggle.
Did you do any bets with Will Chambers for that game?
No.
Nothing?
Absolutely not. No. I don't bet. I don't bet on my team. I bet on everybody else's team.
But at 7:40, listen to
it's already stressful enough.
I do not bet on – if I bet on my team, it's always against them. That way I win either way.
Fair. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Chop. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Thank you.
There he is, RJ Choppy. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 right here on The Fan. We're live. Cold beers and cheeseburgers here in Euless. Join us, fellowship. Something delicious to eat and drink here all the way until 7 o'clock. They got a couple of specials, $3 Michelob Ultra pints, $4 Jameson shots, and we're back with top quotes from some of the new Cowboys here. It's the C-Note next in the nation.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.